Browns running backs coach Gary Brown joins us now on Cleveland Browns Daily. Welcome back, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you as well. So we want to get your impressions of Trent Richardson. And the connection between the two of you goes back, of course, to that workout at Auburn, to him putting you on the ground, that video that went viral and everybody all over it. Number one, your reaction to that, because you took it in such great spirit. and actually, I think it was more of a plus than a negative, just showing how much this guy wanted to make an impression and maybe specifically on the Browns.
Well, I'll tell you, we went down there and Coach said, you know, hey, don't get on YouTube if you get on there with a bag. And I said, oh, Coach, he's not going to get me. So when I did it, you know, I felt how powerful he was. And I actually told him, I said, hey, Trent, I'm not trying to be on YouTube. Let's just get through this drill so we can all just go home and have some dinner. He smiled at me, and then, you know, the rest is history. So, but he was powerful, a powerful young man. I think he was trying to prove that he was, you know, the third pick. He wanted to prove that he was worth that high of a pick. And he went out and did it. He did well, just work out, and obviously he impressed us. And, you know, the guys over on the other side of the room made a decision to trade up, and – and we've been happy ever since.
When you get into these workouts, first of all, the rookie mini camp, and then these OTAs, it's not contact, but what are you able to judge and see from the players at that position?
What you really can judge is you can judge their vision, obviously their burst, their reads, the different things that don't really take pads. So I think that he does a great job with his read. He does a great job with his finish. He's where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. Obviously, you know, he's making some rookie mistakes, but, you know, we've only been doing this 3 or 4 days. So he's very impressive in that way. He's been well coached at Alabama, and I'm just looking forward to working with him and helping him get to reach his goals.
He just looks like the kind of guy that, and when you watch him, you can't help but have your mind go back to the Alabama career and see a guy who was so explosive, so big, so physical. I say big, I mean, in relatively speaking, not tall, but explosive and powerfully built.
Yes.
And when he just moves in these non-contact settings, you can envision him doing some big things.
Well, you can see why he was rated so highly. He moves well for a man of his girth. I mean, he's not tall in stature, but he's rocked up pretty good. And he moves as if he was a smaller style back. And I think that's going to be to his advantage because he has the same lateral quickness, the same burst, the same things that little guys have, but it's packed up into a big back body. So it's going to be very, very positive for him.
Now, the other parts of this is coaching, you know, what you're specifically trying to coach with a rookie running back and one, okay, we know all the skill set that he has, but there are particular things you're going through. Walk us through, if you can, some of the basics of what you want to accomplish between now and training camp with Trent Richardson and the other young backs you have.
Well, I think that the number one thing is that he has a firm grasp on the playbook, formations, motions, where he's supposed to be, his reads in the run game, where he's supposed to be in the pass game. So for me, that's probably a number one, to make sure when training camp hits, he has a firm grasp on the details of where he's supposed to be. Now, when he gets his hands on the ball, then now that's him. That's what he's going to do. Those are the things that we drafted him for. But my job is to make sure that he is as familiar and as tight with that playbook as he can be when training camp opens.
And the other part, a very big part of this offense and a big part of his skill set is catching the ball as well.
Right.
So there's got to be attention to that. What are the keys to what a running back has to know about catching the football, again, versus the standard receivers and tight ends who catch it?
Usually with the running backs, we're usually at the second or third read in most progressions. So it's very critical that the running back is where he's supposed to be for the quarterback. So if the quarterback looks downfield, he doesn't like what he sees, he knows he can trust his back to be exactly where he's going to be. Now at Alabama, he did a lot of that. And with Nick Saban, they were a pro-style offense, so he knows the importance of that. What the great part about it is his hands are very, very good for a guy of his development so far in the NFL. I mean, he hasn't dropped any balls so far, and it's very impressive. So if he understands and can grasp that and know he's supposed to be, if he's supposed to be 3 yards over the tackle, and that's where Colt or Brandon's going to look, and he's going to be there, it's going to give the quarterback confidence, and as well, it's going to give him confidence.
Browns running backs coach Gary Brown joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Does it help at all that Brad Smellie is here as a draft pick, as a former teammate of Trent's from Alabama, as the guy who was in the backfield with him playing fullback there? Does that make any difference at all, even in the – and I don't know what it will mean for Brad's future, possibly to get on the football team. But at least in these sessions, is it helpful that he has that presence here?
It's very helpful. I think that those guys, especially during the rookie minicamp, they stayed together, they talked, and they were bouncing things back and forth with each other off the playbook. So I think it was very good for both of them to have some familiarity with who they're dealing with in the meeting room on the practice field. And I think now that the vets have come back, they've blended in real well. Brad and Trent both are very good in the room. The guys love them. They, you know, it's a great feel.
And of course, you've got other running backs on this football team to coach, not just the first round pick.
Right.
So let's talk about that. The incumbents, Montario Hardesty coming back, a lot to prove, wants to show he can stay healthy and be a viable part of this team. And I'm sure feeling more challenged by the presence of a first round pick. Chris Obanaya, Brandon Jackson. Give me a rundown of what you see of those guys.
Well, I'll tell you, Montario, I think Montario has come back in great shape. I think his confidence level is up. He's more lean. And it's more of the Montario that we saw when he came out of Tennessee. He's been explosive for these first couple days. He's made the right reads. He's doing everything right. And I'm looking forward to seeing Montario with pads. I think he's, you know, I think he's a very good back. I think he, you know, if he continues on his path, he's going to be where he needs to be. If we go with Obi, Obi's one of those guys that you can trust at any time, at any position. Obi's going to be a professional. He's going to know exactly what to do. He's going to know what the fullback's supposed to do. He's going to know what the receivers are supposed to do. So that type of guy we really need on our football team, and I hope, you know, he continues to develop. And with Brandon Jackson, another very, very good running back that we have that, you know, we with our room, man, it's a great competition, and those guys are pushing each other. But at the end of the day, they care about one another. They want to see each other get better, and at the end of the day, they want to see us win.
Brandon was such an interesting guy last year, coming in from Green Bay and just getting a glimpse of someone who I thought was bringing a lot to the table, again, particularly as a receiver out of the backfield, and then he gets hurt, gets that toe injury, and we don't see him for the rest of the year. So I'm really curious to see what the progress is there. What types of things do you see in him that maybe go beyond? Is the pass catching the extent of it, or are there other elements that he
can run? He's a very good runner. I mean, he can run the ball. He can do the things. He has great vision, great lateral quickness. He can do all those things. And I think the greatest thing that Brandon brings to our football team is that winning attitude. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with Green Bay. So he knows what it is. He knows what it's going to take from our group to be a Super Bowl unit. And I think he brings that leadership. He brings that type of attitude every day. And I think the guys are feeding off of it.
Do you also gauge or try to figure out the way guys are kind of looking at the others, I should say, looking at what their roles might be, knowing full well that Trent Richardson comes in as the main horse of this group and that almost anything else is going to be the type, whatever carries you pick up in a reserve role or in a specialist role. So how do are guys approaching practice in that way, or can they only just approach it like everybody does the same thing and just be a running back?
I think everybody's treating it the latter. I think everybody's going out and trying to improve their game, trying to improve their skill set, and not really concerned about the carries per se right now. I think everybody's just going out and trying to be the best they possibly can be, and at the end of the day, that's going to make us one of the better units around.
Is the atmosphere or the feeling, I should say, any different from your standpoint? Because a year ago, you didn't have a Brad Childress here, you didn't have a Nolan Cromwell here, and they're new to this offensive coaching staff, bringing their perspective and ideas. How is that influencing things, maybe from a running game?
Oh, it's a great influence. It's a positive influence, of course, with Coach Childress and with his background with Adrian Peterson. I mean, that's something that I try to talk to him about running backs all the time and try to get more information on how they did it when they were in Minnesota. So that's a guy I lean on. Coach Cromwell, another guy, has a lot of years experience, and I try to ask him questions. It's been a great, great marriage for our offensive staff. I mean, those guys bring a wealth of knowledge, and we've all just been trying to soak it up.
Beautiful. Gary, thank you so much for
your
time.
No problem.
He is Gary Brown, the Browns running backs coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.